This is Ted Kennedy. President Bush has a tall order in Houston for tonight. To convince America, he's the candidate of change. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, President Bush faces a daunting challenge in Houston tonight to convince the country that he can change his spots and get the country moving again. Bill Clinton and Al Gore stand for change, Al. George Bush and Dan Quayle stand for 4 more years. And only the rich want 4 more years of what they've had so far. Ross Perot dropped out of the race because he couldn't compete with Bill Clinton on change. If you believe George Bush can transform himself into the candidate of change, Al, I have a bridge in Brooklyn I'd like to sell you. Republican candidates this year are nervous as cats in a hot tin roof. They see what's coming at them. Consider yourself lucky you're not running this year, Al, or you'd be going down the same tube as your presidential ticket.
Yeah, I'll buy that bridge. Ted, when America finds out just how Slick Willie plans to change the deficit and taxes, people will say, no thanks, Bill, I'll keep my change. Ted, tonight George Bush will be shining bright. Finally, the president will have the real opportunity to clearly define his own vision for the future, not with you Dems in Congress ramming it to him. Pay close attention, Ted. You will see and hear the deep, decent, and tender way George Bush cares about our country. And after decades of strong, steady public service, the American people are not about ready to throw that kind of mature leadership out for the boys on the bus. Ted, tonight is George Bush's turn. He won't have his words chopped into sound bites and fed to the sharks by a media that slobbers over Bill and Al. America will see George Bush very clearly again, a fine, decent, honest man as their president. This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off next on George Bush accepting the Republican nomination for President of the United States. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.